Was quite the story beginning yesterday morning. The three home invasions in Santa Rosa, out of town people looking for pot. And there have been some developments. On the live line with us this morning, Sergeant Spencer Crum from the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department. Sergeant Crum, good to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Brad. Thanks for having me.
So, as of yesterday, there were four or five suspects in custody. And what's the latest news this morning?
Yeah, so yesterday as we packed up and went home, we had four in custody, and the detectives worked through the night, and we managed to pick up three more at the San Francisco airport trying to catch a flight back to the East Coast. And so they were detained and brought back here for interviews and were subsequently booked into our jail.
And what's
okay,
up?
Okay, so second.
Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Second time in just over a month, Sergeant, that we've had some people from the East Coast raiding Sonoma County homes. Is there any connection between the two crimes?
We strongly believe there is. A good majority of these suspects are actually out of Richmond, Virginia, which was where the other suspects were out of. So, we've got to go on the assumption that these people are somehow, related or, involved in the same type of gangs and circuit and so forth.
And so what brings them to Sonoma County? I mean, it's a hell of a drive for some marijuana, don't you think?
Yeah. My understanding is that they, once they do this, they commit the robberies. My understanding is that they attempt to mail back the marijuana back to their homes.
Oh, okay. That's a little easier than trying to get it on the plane, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get that past the TSA.
Yeah, probably.
Was there
not.
Like a tip? Was there a tip or something why they're specifically in Sonoma County? I mean, they could go to Humboldt or anywhere else, but why Sonoma County?
Yeah, detectives are trying to put all the pieces of the puzzle together right now. We don't know exactly why people coming from Richmond, Virginia are targeting Sonoma County, but we're working that out. It's going to be there's some type of organization that's ordering this up.
And Spencer, is this disturbing to the sheriff's department? Because it's surprising to most of us. I mean, we think, okay, Prop 64 passes. Recreational pot is legal. Nobody around here needs to really steal it from anybody else, really, because we can grow our own at this point if we're so inclined. And yet you say, I've heard you say, that this is a circumstance that that you had already thought of way before Prop 64 passed, that you thought something like this might begin to happen.
You know, this is what they saw in Colorado when they first legalized it, and this is, why the Cal Chiefs and Cal State Sheriff's Association was against Prop 64, is just it's going to be an influx of violent crime here. And what's really disturbing is that it doesn't just affect the people that choose to be involved in the marijuana industry. Now you have, three victims who have nothing to do with cultivating or selling marijuana, and they're getting their doors kicked in the middle of the night, getting tied up and pistol whipped. It is disturbing to us.
Was that just a case of stupid criminals not doing their homework because they went into a house where there was no pot and that's what they were looking for?
Yeah. I don't like calling anybody stupid, but it's certainly some bad intelligence that they got, and they didn't do their homework. I totally agree with that.
And I think for most of us, Sergeant Crum, the idea, the notion of a home invasion is among the most scary things we can think of. Somebody breaking into our own home where we are supposed to be safe, and especially, regardless of whether they had marijuana or not, but especially in this case where, they're minding their own business in their very own home and their doors are being kicked in. How many injuries were there involved in this?
One person was had minor injuries. We had called an ambulance and he got treated there at the scene. Nobody had to go to the hospital, thank goodness. But yeah, it is terrifying. I mean, you can't imagine getting woken up like that in the middle of the night, not know what's going on and getting your whole family tied up. It's got to be terrifying. I totally sympathize with the victims in this case.
And is anybody talking? Are any of the suspects talking, or perhaps is that, what helped you to gather up the latest folks who were taken into custody overnight?
Yeah, so in something like this, some people do choose to talk, and some people don't, and detectives will use whatever information is available to them, coupled with, whatever they can dig up on their own and try and put a case together. So right now we have seven people in custody. With major felony charges, all of them have $1 million bails. One guy has a no bail warrant, and we're going to put out their names here shortly. But yeah, it takes a lot of detective work.
Okay, so we're expecting an ID on these suspects pretty soon.
Yeah, as soon as I can get it typed up and approved, we'll have it out to you.
All right, very, very good. Sergeant Crum, appreciate you jumping in with us this morning, especially because of those overnight developments. It's an ongoing saga, and we're looking forward to hearing even more about it. Thanks for being here.
You bet.
That's Sergeant Spencer Crum from the Sheriff's Department talking about the latest developments in the 3 home invasions in Santa Rosa yesterday. Scary stuff indeed.